familiar smell of pencil shavings and floor wax. "Diana, are you okay?" Sean asked with a concerned frown. "Fine, just a bit tired," I replied, lowering the books away from my nose. I walked quickly through the original 15th century part of the library, past the rows of Elizabethan reading desks with their three ascending bookshelves and scarred writing surfaces. Between them, Gothic windows directed the reader's attention up to the coffered ceilings, where bright paint and gilding picked out the details of the university's crest of three crowns and open book, and where its motto, "God is my illumination," was proclaimed repeatedly from on high. Another American academic, Gillian Chamberlain, was my sole companion in the library on this Friday night. A classicist who taught at Bryn Mawr, Gillian spent her time poring over scraps of papyrus sandwiched between sheets of glass. I sped past her, trying to avoid eye contact, but the creaking of the old floor gave me away. My skin tingled as it always did when another witch looked at me. "Diana," she called from the gloom. I smothered a sigh and stopped. "Hi, Gillian." Unaccountably possessive of my hoard of manuscripts, I remained as far from the witch